Welcome back to the Microsoft Virtual Academy. It's lovely to be in studio once again. I am really, really excited about having Nje.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's lovely to have you. I'm going to get you to introduce yourself shortly. Today, we're going to be talking a very interesting topic, and the format of this video is different. It's short, it's 10 minutes, so in between meetings, entrepreneurs, make sure you watch it, and especially if you're from Nigeria or West Africa, it will be fascinating. We have a West African guest, and I'm really privileged to have you in studio. So I'm Catherine Young. Welcome. We're going to be talking today about understanding finance for your small business, but before we get there, introduce yourself to the viewers.
Hi, I'm Jideka Esomeju. I'm the head of Emerging Businesses Diamond Bank PLC.
Yeah.
Diamond Bank is a very big bank in Nigeria. It's a publicly quoted company.
Yeah.
And we're one of the foremost banks ahead discussing SME small businesses. We're very passionate about small businesses.
Yeah.
We're very passionate about entrepreneurs. We want to see the economy grow through the entrepreneurs. There's no other way to grow the business apart from the entrepreneurs.
Yes.
So that's our passion.
That's fantastic. And welcome to studio in South Africa.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you. And in Nigeria specifically, where you're from, there are a lot of entrepreneurs, right? And that's where you see the future?
Yes, the future has to be with the entrepreneurs. Yeah. We have at least over 37 million entrepreneurs.
Wow.
We have those that are startups. Wow. We have those that are well established. And part of the challenges they're having is the fact that they need to understand how to do their business properly, and not just do it as if it's a personal business.
Yes.
So what we're trying to do, apart from providing access to finance for them, we're trying to provide non-financial services by teaching them how to run their businesses effectively.
Right. Yeah. So let's talk about that, because you raised a very interesting point now that we want to understand finance for these small businesses. Firstly, this thing about the entrepreneur not seeing that the business is separate from them. Talk to me about that.
Yes, it's common, in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Our businesses are most of the time, the small businesses are family owned.
Right.
So it's the father, the mother, and husband, and for the whole family.
Yeah.
So it's a bit difficult for them to separate their family personal life from the business.
Yes.
So part of the thing we tell them, it starts with the registration of the business.
Yes.
When you're going to register your business, make sure it's registered properly.
Yeah.
You can have registered it as an enterprise,
right,
where you're the sole proprietor, or you can have a partner.
Yeah.
Or you register a proper limited liability company. So during the registration process, you take care of the ownership of the business. So what we try to tell them to do is that just to remember that for you to separate your business from the owner, it makes for proper accountability for the first time.
Yes.
It makes you to be able, I always tell small businesses, why don't you pay yourself a salary?
Yes, exactly.
Don't think of it as a business where if you're broke, you go in there, take money.
Exactly.
You're depleting the funds.
Yeah.
You're not running it professionally. We need to run our businesses professionally, especially from the accountability and tax purposes too. You have to take into consideration that you're separate from your business.
That's right.
So if my business is
Think Room.
Think Room is separate from Catherine.
Yeah,
so if I have a business, the name of my business is Diamond Bank. Diamond Bank is separate from the owner of the business. So that's what we teach them. Separate your business from the owner so that you can know that it's a separate entity and that the liabilities are different.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing we teach them to do. It helps for, like I said earlier, accountability and to run your business professionally.
I fully agree. And also when we have a very similar thing in South Africa where we find entrepreneurs living out of their businesses, so they don't see the difference. And sometimes they even just have one bank account and it's personal expense and business expense in the same. So in terms of financial records, when the small businesses now, let's assume they set up their business separate as a separate entity, you as a bank, if they're asking for a loan or for some help or some short-term money, surely you would want proper financial records from them.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
How else will you lend to them if you don't understand how their business runs?
Yes.
And for, I keep telling them that for you to, the financial record, it's for various things. It helps you to plan.
Yeah.
It helps you to cut out waste.
Yeah.
It helps your business to grow.
Yeah.
It's, you have a strategic objective when you started your business.
Yes.
You know, when you're, let's say you're doing it, you're producing something, it will help you even know the fastest growing product. Because if you keep proper financial records, you know that product A is selling better than product B.
Exactly.
Then you can place orders more for product A.
Exactly.
And also, when you're doing it, you know who you're owing, how many days outstanding.
That's right.
You know who is owing you. You can't overemphasize the need for proper financial records. It's key.
Yeah.
There's something I also tell them when you look at the financial record, it helps you to also understand your business cycle.
Yes.
Because you know when you're supposed to stock, when you're not supposed to stock.
Exactly.
It's clear. It's a very simple process. You don't have to be an accountant to do that.
Exactly.
You just need to be able to monitor your in and outs.
Yeah.
Keep proper records, keep your receipts,
keep your
check stocks.
Yeah, yeah.
When you go to the bank, whatever you withdraw, you have to file it properly.
Yeah.
So it's something we can't overemphasize. And for us as a bank, it helps us to know who to lend to.
Exactly.
And sometimes you find out that when you keep proper financial records, it might not really be that you need money.
Yeah.
It might just be that you need to rearrange your business better way.
That's right.
And when you change the structure, it helps you to make more money. So at the end of the day, it helps your business to grow.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. Mm. Entrepreneurs, it's such great advice. So what Njideka is actually saying is to keep good business records, financial records actually would help you not only to access money, but to see the state of your business and to see what you should change if you cannot. Mm-hmm. I know this is a short recording, as we said. So just some closing thoughts. So I'm going to go to the next slide and just give me some closing thoughts.
Entrepreneurs, like we said, separate your business from the owner.
Yeah.
Keep proper financial records. Plan ahead.
Yeah.
You need to plan ahead.
Yeah.
You must make sure you have a goal and a strategic objective for your business. You need to think it through.
Yeah.
And I said earlier, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be an accountant.
Yeah.
You just need to understand where you're heading to and what your business is. We thrive on entrepreneurs and would like them to really do well. So for us at Diamond Bank, we'll help you to sort out all this. We'll help you to plan your business. We'll give you non-financial advisory services. We give you financial advisory services.
Wow.
We give you access to market. We give you access to other businesses.
Yeah.
And then we also do a sort of some form of capacity building for you. So when we give you advice on how to run your business, keep your financial records, we're helping you to build capacity for the business.
That is absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Entrepreneurs, especially those in Nigeria, make sure that you get to Diamond Bank, not only financial, but also non-financial support. And then what Njideka said, what's important is the tax implications. Remember, she touched on that also. And then you are not your business, to wrap up again on what you said. So just if you want any more resources, you want to understand more about finance for your business, go look at www.nigeriaformations.com. That talks about the types of companies, and Njideka mentioned some of them. Captera.com is going to help you with some accounting software. Go and check out, there's another MBA Microsoft video that you can look at financial management. And then lastly, there's an article on financial literacy at business.com. It was lovely to have you
Thank
in studio.
You.
For those who are watching this mini series, make sure to check out the session that's recorded with Njideka on bookkeeping. It's fascinating, entrepreneurs. Until next time. Bye-bye.